You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Creditors to Byju's, India's most valuable startup, have pulled out of negotiations with the company to recast a $1.2 billion loan, posing a new setback to the beleaguered tech firm, according to a Bloomberg report. The talks were called off after the creditors moved court and accused the firm of hiding $500 million of funds raised, the People said, asking not to be named as the information is not public. Lenders can now sell the Term Loan B securities of the firm as the restraint that came as part of the negotiations is lifted, they said. The move is a fresh challenge for one of India's hottest tech companies, which has been working to appease creditors by offering prepayments and higher coupons to restructure the loan. Though the steering committee of lenders has discontinued the talks, the company will try to reach out to all lenders independently to renegotiate the terms, one of the People said. Up next, Elon Musk has retaken the title of world's wealthiest person. The Tesla Inc. chief executive officer surpassed luxury tycoon Bernard Arnault on Wednesday after shares of Arnault's LVMH fell 2.6% in Paris trading. Musk and the 74-year-old Frenchman have been neck and neck for the top spot this year in the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, a listing of the world's 500 richest people. Arnault first surpassed Musk in December as the tech industry struggled and luxury showed resilience in the face of inflation. LVMH, which Arnault founded, owns brands including Louis Vuitton, Fendi, and Hennessy. Faith in the luxury sector's buoyancy is starting to fade amid mounting signs of slowing economic growth, particularly in the critical market of China. LVMH shares have tumbled about 10% since April, at one point wiping $11 billion from Arnault's net worth in a single day. Musk's fortune is now valued at about $192.3 billion, according to the index, while Arnault's is about $186.6 billion. Moving on, Mahindra & Mahindra Limited on Thursday reported a 22% increase in passenger vehicle sales at 32,886 units in May as compared to the same month last year. The company had posted a total passenger vehicle sales of 26,904 units in May 2022, Mahindra & Mahindra said in a regulatory filing. Utility vehicle sales last month were at 32,883 units, as against 26,632 units in the year-ago period, a growth of 23%, it added. Sales of cars and vans were at 3 units as compared to 272 units in May last year. We continue our growth trend backed by strong demand in SUVs, M&M President, Automotive Division, Vijay Nakra said. He, however, said the sales volume for both SUVs and pickups were restricted by a short-term disruption in engine-related parts at the supplier end. The semiconductor supply constraints on specific parts like airbag ECU continued during the month too. Now some updates from commodity market. India's petrol and diesel sales soared in May as agriculture demand picked up and cars yanked up air conditioning with the onset of summer, preliminary industry data showed on Thursday. Demand for diesel, the most consumed fuel in the country, accounting for about two-fifths of the demand, soared 9.3% to 7.46 million ton in May compared to the year-ago period. In April, diesel demand had risen 6.7% year-on-year and the consumption in May was better than that. Month-on-month sales rose 4.2% when compared with 7.16 million ton of diesel consumed in April. Petrol sales rose 10.4% to 3.08 million tons in May 2023 when compared with the same period last year. Sales were up 16.5% month-on-month, the data showed. Petrol and diesel sales have been on the rise from the second half of March on the back of a pickup in industrial and agriculture activity. In other news, Reliance Industries Limited's operating performance is likely to remain resilient over the next 2 years, as the firm's growing presence in the digital and retail segments will temper softer earnings in the energy business, S&P Global Ratings said on Thursday. The rating agency affirmed its BBB+ rating, equivalent to the sovereign rating assigned to India, to Reliance with a stable outlook, reflecting the view that RIL's cash flows will help it preserve its financial profile, despite elevated investments over the next 24 months. And finally, here's what happened in stock market today. Domestic indices ended Thursday's volatile session in red. Towards the end of the session, Bank Nifty sank 400 points, hitting a day's low of 43,706.15, and NSE Nifty 50 touched an intraday low of 18,464.55. The top gainers on the Nifty 50 were Apollo Hospitals, Divis Lab, Bajaj Auto, Tata Motors and Hero Motor Corp, while the losers were Coal India, Kotak Bank, Bharti Airtel, SBI Life and HDFC Life. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.